Let's not turn our backs on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Preservation Executive Director Jesse Fisher stood inside the concourse of the Central Terminal. She says the location would provide needed economic development to the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood.
It's a stone's throw from downtown. We're not talking about building the North Campus out at UB. We're talking about investing in a neighborhood immediately adjacent to downtown Buffalo that could be easily connected. So we think if we're going to spend public money, let's spend it where it can have the most long-term benefit to all of our citizens.
The governor has promised Buffalo $25 million to help construct the new train station. Mayor Brown is leading a site selection committee, but has not made any commitment on a preferred location. However, at one point he did state the selection process should not be about nostalgia.
Why is he taking an opinion about nostalgia and emotion about this building? Why is he doing that if he's neutral? Is he neutral or isn't he?
Fillmore District Common Council member David Fronczak is fired up and critical of failure to revitalize the East Side neighborhood.
Some people think of this neighborhood as a place where, you know, things are dumped and we don't have to pay any attention to it, because their focus is never on this neighborhood. And I think that's appalling, and I'm getting sick and tired of it. You know, some of the people making decision have never been to this neighborhood. And, you know, why did they put us through this torture of this long committee, and then they're going to decide to put it downtown where people think that the chips are in? So this neighborhood is not going to lay down. It's going to keep fighting.
The other two downtown proposed sites are at Exchange and Washington Streets. Consultants say those sites would be cheaper than building at Central Terminal. Architect Adam Sokol is critical of the Central Terminal site.
The Central Terminal is difficult to access in terms of highways. We all know it's a rough neighborhood. I think that the service that Amtrak offers today doesn't even come close to reusing the building.
The public comment period will conclude April 14th. The mayor said the committee will decide in a simple majority vote that is expected sometime this month. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.